The Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, celebrated 50 years of women in uniform on Wednesday. A mural was also unveiled during the event at OPP General Headquarters in Orillia. It includes images of women who have been effective leaders in their communities. Retired Inspector Irena Lorenson of Orillia was one of the first 39 women to wear the OPP uniform, in 1974. She was the MC for the celebration Wednesday and reminded the many officers, both new graduates and veterans alike, of the significant moments since women have been included in the services. "When I started, I was issued a skirt, small high-heeled shoes, a pillbox hat, and the uniform had no pockets, because they didn't want to accentuate our curves," Lorenson said with a chuckle. She remembers women who entered the force at that time purchasing their own nylons daily. Lorenson described working out of the Brantford detachment, the farmland she traversed, jumping over guardrails, and trekking through forests in a skirt. Changes to the uniform stand out for Lorenson. She also noted the importance of introducing the maternity uniform because civilians would not speak to the women in their regular attire, believing they were not officers. Although, challenges with the public were not solely in office. She recalled a time when she brought college students, 18 to 19 years old, on patrol. "The student would wear a suit and sit in the front seat, because they're not prisoners," said Lorenson. She insisted they remain in the vehicle as she approached a scene. However, Lorenson was often judged, and the male detective was requested, "not realizing I was the lead officer on duty," she said with a laugh. Lorenson faced the many challenges in her career with humor. She said she kept the attitude, "this too shall pass," while also recognizing she had some extraordinary male mentors. For Lorenson, 90% of her male colleagues were great to work with, but it is that small handful that can undermine the majority, she said. After dreaming about the job since her teenage years, Lorenson's step-granddaughter, Nicole Donaldson, now wears the uniform. She recognized how important it was for people like Lorenson to pave the way for her generation. "There are so many women who have walked this path and had bigger challenges than we're facing now. Be proud of who you are and stay true to your morals and values," said one female officer who graduated this year. To a crowd of veterans, new officers, and family and friends, OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick honored the women who have worn the OPP uniform and those who wear it today. "The women who have worn our uniform have bravely served our communities, have risked their personal safety. You have made us a better organization and given us so much to strive for," Carrick said as the mural displaying five decades of female officers was revealed. Beyond that, he described the importance of diversity on the force. He highlighted gender, culture and religion, and people of all backgrounds need to be fairly represented. "We need to reflect those that live in our communities if we expect to affect those communities," he said. Pointing to the mural where images of three female deputy commissioners gaze back at the audience, he said, "These are the types of things we need to celebrate." Female officers currently make up 21% of the OPP force. Lorenson described the journey of working toward that number. She focused on the years of employment equity, when the classrooms were 50-50 men and women. Lorenson heard from individuals who taught those classes about how different the dynamic was. That trend has since declined. "There are still a lot of actions that can be taken in policing," noted Lorenson. "I'm really looking forward to that time when 30% of uniformed police service is women and seeing those changes come about. I hope it's in my lifetime," she said with a smile. She mentioned the number of female uniformed officers grew the most during the employment equity time. "It's difficult," she said. "Between 2014 to 2024, that's a decade, it's only gone up 1.5%. Celebrating women in uniform not only provided a space for new graduates and community members to honor the past, it provided the environment to look forward as well. These veterans allow us the means to be better than our past and inspire for the future," said Carrick. Carrie Dart, Deputy Commissioner of Culture and Strategy Services, was hired in 1995. She described having a positive experience when her class was recruited during the employment equity period. It felt incredibly welcoming, and here I am 30 years later as deputy commissioner, a position I would never have dreamt of having the honor and privilege to be, she said. The mural, for DART, is about not forgetting. We do not forget the women who we continue to benefit from today, she said. To anyone considering the OPP as a career path, Carrick offers the same advice to women as he does to anyone else. To any applicant, it's about ensuring that your values align with our values. First and foremost, we're looking for candidates with integrity, that are ethical and will represent the values of the OPP. If those are a match for you, give us a try, he said. If I can do it, you can do it, said another female officer and recent graduate. I've held on to that mantra since my mom became an OPP officer at 40 and I entered the military at 16, and I'd like to put that out to other women that are considering the same thing, she said.